The connection on the way next on 1400 K1, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We'll talk things over with Charlene Dew for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1 Community Connection, and an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Charlene Dew from Big Brothers Big Sisters. And first of all, there's a big number on white numbers with green background. It may not be our main topic of conversation, but congratulations on raising $68,000 plus. That's may or may not be all you wanted, but it sounds like a sizable number to me.
Yes. Good morning, Charlie. Our big event, which was the last Saturday in August, raised $68,670, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
We had a few less attendees. This year has been a little bit different, but yes, it was a good event. Everybody had had a lot of fun, lots of positive comments, and our glamping theme was on trend. And
sounds good to me, and I believe there was an associated drawing of a raffle prize winner for someone, if I remember.
Correct. We did our big raffle. The last 2 years we've sold out with 100 tickets for $100 each.
Congratulations.
This year we did not sell out, so we did not give away the big trip, but we did want to recognize the people that bought a ticket to support the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma. So we gave away a $500 Visa card. And a lucky winner of that was Tamara Winters at Bank First.
Congratulations to Tamara. And thank you to everybody who bought a ticket, because it is a fundraiser. You knew you were making a contribution to Big Brothers Big Sisters when you bought that ticket.
Yes, it is. And it's a fun way to do that. I just think that the glamping and the two trip locations, I don't know that people were really understood how luxurious that camping really was.
Well, if you haven't done it, glamping, glamour camping, sounds like some nebulous idea, and apparently you need to know more about it.
So. Right. Well, as of April last year, I didn't know anything about it. When the committee said, "Let's do glamping," I said, "What?" And that was kind of the reaction. About half the people said, "Oh, that's a great idea." And the other half said, "What is that?"
Yeah. Well, nonetheless, a good turnout and a good amount of money raised. Some changes, not necessarily in what you do, but how we talk about what Big Brothers Big Sisters is doing, right?
Correct. Today is the official national launch of our rebrand. And we just wanted national, took a look at the brand and said, you know, we need to do something to stand out, and we need more empowering language. We need a bolder visual identity that is, when people see our logo, they're looking, they know that it's Big Brothers Big Sisters. And we really wanted language and visual impact that conveys the urgency of our mission, which is matching children with one-to-one mentors.
And when you find about a youngster that needs that match, it is kind of an immediate need, because there are seemingly, at least, never enough volunteers to fund and to put together every one of those one-to-one matches.
That's correct. We're not unlike every other agency in the Big Brothers Big Sister agency in the United States. We have a waiting list. But some of those children are waiting, you know, upwards longer than a year. You know, and if you think about a year, even in your own life, that's a long time, a lot of life experiences, a lot of things where you could have used some support and encouragement. And then a child's life can be even more than that.
Yeah, and that is a lot of missing time for a one-on-one friend that can really enrich your life in a lot of different ways.
Correct. And the younger the child, the more impact, you know, that is. So when we're leaving children on the waiting list for the lack of someone to step forward and say, you know, I have a few hours a few times a month to do this, then we're missing opportunities to impact that child, to change the trajectory of their life, to help them achieve their potential.
And I mean, this is a documented fact that when you match an adult with a youngster, that those positive changes take place nearly every time, and they're lasting changes.
Right, and sometimes there are changes that there are impacts that you don't even see during the lifetime of your match. Mm-hmm. You know, like, because sometimes we all had to get to be about 25 before we had, oh, that's what they meant. You know, that's why that's important, you know. So it is really important. One of the taglines that we'll be using going forward are empowering potential, igniting potential, and defending potential. So it's all about that, helping that child to be, to develop their potential to the best, to be the best person they can be.
Yeah, that's I like that. I think it says a lot about what you have been doing, but seems to, I don't know, give to me at least a great mental picture of what's going on. I can see that ball standing at the top of the hill, ready to roll down and gather some speed.
Right, and that's the whole point. You know, we've used words like caring and competency and important and positive, and those are all shifting to words like urgent and confident and empowering and bold. So mm-hmm. It's just helping us to give a better word picture of what we do.
And I think when someone gets involved in Big Brothers Big Sisters, they will get that aha moment as well. That that's what they were talking about. That you're seeing action in that youngster's life.
Correct. Most volunteers come in and say, you know, they come in with the idea that they're going to do something for a child or in this child's life. Almost all of them over time will say, I didn't realize how much I was going to get back as well, or how much they were going to help change my life.
And Newton meant it. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
That would be true.
So this has come about on the national level, and I think it's interesting that the way it seems to be being implemented, and you and I are just really talking about it for a few minutes before we went on the air, and now sounds as though your board members understand it and are really getting behind what's going on.
Yes, it's a national brand rebrand, yeah. And so the logo is changing, and the wording, the taglines, the colors, now it's black and kind of an electric green, mm-hmm. So that will help us to stand out a little bit better. And everyone that's affiliated with Big Brothers Big Sisters, carries the name of Big Brothers Big Sisters, will be implementing this across the United States. And today was the launch, the national launch.
So we'll see your website change, and everything that we see in marketing materials will have that new look.
Yes, it will.
That'll be fun. This is something that obviously the National has talked about and thought about for some time, and it's not easy to re-implement a branding situation, something that we've got catchphrases, we've got certain things that we've memorized for a long time, so it'll change things for everybody.
Well, they hired an outside firm that specializes in branding to do a focus group and market study and to really take a look at, and one of the questions they were looking at was, you know, when people, like, what they found was that only 11% of the people that they surveyed were able to correctly identify our logo as belonging to Big Brothers Big Sisters. So that says we need to do something different. And our logo, most people thought it applied to adoption or childcare or much younger group of children. Mm-hmm. And so in doing that, then they realized that there was a need to kind of change all of that. And our logo hasn't changed probably in, I don't know, 20 years.
Well, so it's time.
We all have to stay fresh, you know?
Exactly. We're talking with Charlene Dew, Executive Director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma, and we will continue on the way. I promoted you, Charlene. You are Area Director, not Executive Director.
I know. You promote me every time. That's why I like to come see you, Charlie. I get a promotion every 3 months.
Well, that's good. And we will continue coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-499-9000. 694-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our time this morning with Area Director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Oklahoma, Charlene Dew, and looking at some of the numbers, and I know sometimes numbers are a great way to express things, but you deal with people, not necessarily numbers. So let's tell the story.
Okay. What we looked at, when one of the things that we do to measure our effectiveness is the volunteers and the parent and the child, they do surveys annually. Mm-hmm. Some of them are program outcomes surveys, some of them are satisfaction, strength of relationship surveys. And one of the things that they found, based on, obviously 2018 is not over yet, so we don't have that data, but in 2017, 92% of the children that had a big brother or big sister showed or maintained or increased their academic performance. So some of the children that we serve, they're doing great in school. That's not their area of need. And then other children are struggling and they do need that extra encouragement and that little boost. So they also found that 96% of the littles maintained or increased their ability to express their feelings and to be able to talk to an adult and carry on a conversation and talk about how they feel and increase their trust. 89% of them increased their sense of future, mm-hmm. you know, their sense of hope for the future, and 97% increased their self-confidence. And we saw that at the big event. Donna Skelly is a big sister through the Lowe Family Young Scholars Program, which we can talk about in a minute. Mm-hmm. But Donna and her little sister Jasmine shared their match story at the big event. We always have one of the bigs talk about their match. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have a little that's willing to get up in front of 200 people.
And, can be a little unnerving depending on age and experience.
But one of the things that Jasmine said was that she would never have believed she could do that, but having Donna for a big sister has really helped her develop more self-confidence. And because Donna knows everybody, whenever they're out in the community, they were always running into people that Donna knew. And so she learned to be more socially at ease around new people, being introduced to new people, etc. So I think that shows, just in that little glimpse, it shows the impact that just going out and doing something with a child can have.
Magnify that with a number of youngsters, either, I don't care, locally, in the state, across the country, the numbers don't matter, the proportions likely are the same. That's huge.
Yes, it is, because when you have confidence in yourself, then you can stand up for yourself, then you can believe that you can do what you want, you know? So it is very, and it's very important to have a sense of future and a sense of hope and to be able to see yourself in that job or see yourself doing those things that maybe previously you didn't think you could ever have a shot at.
Mm-hmm. And of course, that has an effect throughout the rest of a life, whether it's planning a career or college or whatever, to choosing your friends and relationships.
That's correct, right. We currently have 34 children on the waiting list that are waiting for a big. So I would encourage anyone who's hearing this message that to really think about, do I have a few hours, a few times a month to involve a child in something that I'm already doing? Or if that's just not, it's not the right time, or whatever reasons, that's just not for you, then think about the people that you know in your network, your friends, your family, your coworkers, who's at church, your service clubs. Think about people that you know that you think would be a good mentor for a child and talk to them about what you've heard and what the need is and encourage them. Most of our volunteers come through word of mouth. It's somebody who they've talked to, and they've probably talked to somebody more than once, you know. I always tell my board members, if you're the one who they say yes to, realize that somebody probably planted that seed 2 years ago. And so when you're getting a no today, you're planting seeds for tomorrow.
Sure.
Because, you know, people, it is a commitment. We do ask for at least a year commitment. And you are investing in a child's life. It's not something you're like, oh, I did this twice and I don't really like it. You know, that's not an option. So, well, I suppose it is, but it's not a healthy one for the child. So it's a commitment. So people have to think about it. It's a little different than I just have to go do something for an hour, you know, once this year.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's not just a one-time deal. But, you know, you're following right along as we kind of work our way through United Way season. You know, one of their things as far as, you know, donate, serve, advocate. And in this case, you're talking about advocating for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, if you don't have the time, the willingness, the attitude to go do the work yourself.
Correct. We are not part of the United Way.
No,
the concept is the same. Yes,
right.
You can serve yourself or you can advocate for the organization to help us find the mentors and the funding that we do need.
Yeah.
It costs about $352 to screen a potential big. That's from the background checks to the interview to everything that goes into getting somebody a prospective volunteer approved. And then to professionally support that match for a year, it's about $575. So that is one of the things that sets Big Brothers Big Sisters apart, and that's one way back in the 80s when they did the first impact studies, was that we is the screening that we do on the front end, and then the professional support that we provide the match once it's made. And that's why we have matches that have lasted 10 years, because we have that professional support to help them whenever they hit a bump. And if, you know, I've matched back in the long time ago when I used to do the direct service program, you know, I could match a child when they were 7 and then they're 17, mm-hmm. and they're still matched. There's a lot of transitions there that you have to help the volunteer and the child navigate, you know, and otherwise it can just fall apart.
Well, it's the Big Brothers Big Sisters match is also a key integral part of the Low Young Scholars program. You referred to that, but we haven't really talked much about it yet.
Yes, Low Family Young Scholars program was started by the late Barry Low and his wife Karen,
mm-hmm.
and Karen is still carrying that on. The Low Family Young Scholars was created to provide children of the working poor with the opportunity for a college education. They have multiple components to their program. One of the components is a mentoring segment,
mm-hmm.
and Big Brothers Big Sisters and Low Family have Young Scholars have partnered together. Big Brothers Big Sisters provides the mentoring component of their program. So Low Family Young Scholars will choose the children who are going to be accepted into the program, and that's based on academics, and they must maintain a certain academic level to stay in the program,
mm-hmm.
because each of those children, while the scholarships are, if they successfully complete the program, they're guaranteed a scholarship for 4 years. They have to be able to meet the entrance exam requirements for each of those college, which is Oklahoma Wesleyan, Rogers State, and OSU. So they choose the children or accept the children into the program, and they recruit the volunteers for the program. Big Brothers Big Sisters does the screening, does the assessment of the children, the screening of the volunteers. We do the matching and the match support that goes in on the backside.
So you're always looking for more volunteers.
We are.
How does someone get involved in the program?
Well, our greatest need right now is men. Or couples who, because we have mostly on the waiting list, we have boys.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a few women that are ready to match, but we don't have the right little sister thing. So if somebody is listening and they know a single parent family or a parent with grandparents raising children that are girls, we need little sister referrals as well. To get involved, we just call our office or go to our website.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Oklahoma. Right. And you can Google that or bbbsok.org, if I remember correctly.
That's correct. That's a lot of bees.
It is it's a lot of bees, which we really haven't talked about your logo. It is a large capital B with three lines making up that B.
Right. And the significance of that is there's the three components supporting the potential of a child, and it's the child, the volunteer, and the parent.
It works.
Yeah. And we have a big open house that's coming up on October the 16th from 4:30 to 6:15. It's a come and go, so you can drop in and stay for a bit. It's at our office. And I would encourage anybody who wants to learn more about being a mentor, serving on the board, being on one of our committees, or just wants to advocate for the organization and wants to learn more about Big Brothers Big Sisters to come to the open house. You'll have an opportunity to talk with board members, talk with bigs that are currently bigs, and learn about the program.
Well, Charlene, thank you for the work that is and has been done nationally since before Oklahoma statehood. That says a lot.
Right. Big Brothers Big Sisters of America was founded in 1904, and we have been serving Washington County since 1984.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Charlene Dew with us this morning on AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1. And again, your services, your time is requested. Go online to volunteer or simply show up at the open house in a couple of weeks. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1.
I have good news for you. The only survivor of a shipwreck washed up on a small